Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge, Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Hi, welcome to Bookie. To unlock more world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for B-O-O-K-E-Y at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features. Today we will unlock the book Brave New World. Let me introduce you to a society where people stay young and beautiful without taking anti-aging health supplements or undergoing cosmetic surgery. Everyone has a job. No matter whether they are an elite leader or a factory worker, everyone is content with their work. People don't have any family pressure. They don't have to worry about their children's education costs, or work hard to financially support their elderly parents. Whenever they feel a little unhappy, they only need to take a few tablets of Soma, a psychological anesthetic to get rid of the negative emotions. You must be curious, what exactly is this place? This is the New World, an imaginary futuristic world depicted in Brave New World by British author Aldous Huxley. Brave New World depicts a scientifically manufactured utopia. The story takes place in the year 632 AF, which stands for after Ford, or 2503 AD in our own calendar. In this new world, the development of society and advancement of technologies used for biological control have reduced humans to the playthings of monopoly gene companies and politicians. Humans are conditioned from fertilization with a predetermined identity, gender, and social role. Children are indoctrinated after birth through something called sleep teaching to feel comfortable staying in their social classes, love their collectives, and welcome promiscuity. At the same time, they are made to hate flowers and books, solitude and family, and religion and art. Everyone lives and works peacefully, and seems happy with their lives. But are these humans in this new world really happy? A savage named John comes into this civilized world, like a small pebble breaking the serene surface of a lake, revealing the flaws of society. This world may have appeared perfect, but it lacks freedom. All happiness here is produced by applying the results of scientific research performed by rulers and scientists. Human beings have lost their creativity and the ability to love each other and think independently. The author Aldous Huxley is a distinguished British novelist, poet, essayist, critic, dramatist, and a famous humanitarian. He created more than 50 pieces of work in his lifetime. Brave New World, written in 1932, is one of the most famous dystopian literary classics of the 20th century. In this bookie, we will consider three questions. 1. In Brave New World, how is life restricted and controlled? 2. Is independent thinking allowed in the Brave New World? 3. What leads John to destruction? Next, we will go through the key insights one by one. In this futuristic new world, there is no aging, no disease, and no worries. Everyone lives happily, but they are made happy because their lives are controlled and restricted from birth to death. From the state of fertilized eggs, humans are classified into 5 castes, from high to low, namely alpha, beta, gamma, delta, and epsilon. Alpha and beta are the higher castes, developed from independently fertilized eggs, and conditioned to be beautiful and intelligent. Gamma, delta, and epsilon are not only conditioned to be short and dumb, but are also mass-produced. You must be curious. Can humans really be mass-produced? Yes. In the society we meet in Brave New World, human beings are not born, and the word viviparous is filthy and shameful. The ability to breed people in test tubes provides the basis for the mass production of humans. Let's follow the director of the Central London Hatchery and Conditioning Center in the novel, to find out how the fertilized eggs are bred into babies. The Central London Hatchery and Conditioning Center is a 34-story grey building. The story begins with the director leading a group of students around each department of the center, since they are set to start working here after graduation. The tour is to show the students how the embryos are developed and conditioned. The director tells the students that alphas and betas are produced directly from fertilized eggs in bottles, and then develop into embryos. In contrast, gammas, deltas, and epsilons enter something called the Bokanovsky's process. This process was designed to proliferate the fertilized eggs to divide into 8 to 96 buds, each one of them grows into an embryo. Therefore, the gammas, deltas, and epsilons are all produced on assembly lines. We can imagine a factory where 96 identical twins do the same job, with their IQs all set at same level. Thus, there is no need for comparison and no jealousy. The standardization of men and women is emphasized as an essential measure to maintain social stability. Besides classifying races, the gender of embryos is also controlled. As humans in the New World are bred in test tubes, women's reproductive organs have become useless. As a result, only up to 30% of female embryos are able to develop normally, the rest are injected with male sex hormones at regular intervals on the production line. They eventually develop into free Martins and become sterile. Humans in the New World are proud of this. They believe that these actions help bring them out of the slavish imitation of nature, and into the world of human invention. The destinies of individuals are also predetermined. Embryos are grown in different conditions, depending on the type of work they will perform in future. For instance, embryos determined to become miners, silk spinners, and steel workers in the tropics develop under specific temperatures. The people developed from these embryos are born with extreme aversion to cold temperatures. After 267 days of conditioning, the fetuses of the lower caste become mature. After birth, all these infants undergo conditioned reflex training and sleep teaching. They are trained to instinctively hate flowers and books, stay in their castes comfortably, and love their collectives. Here is what the book described. The director leads the students through the decanning room to the conditioning room, where nurses are training 8-month-old delta infants. They set out flowers and books before the infants, and naturally the infants crawl towards the beautiful blooms and gaily colored illustrations in the books. They make little squeals of excitement and gurgles of pleasure. While the infants indulge in the flowers and books, a violent noise rings out. It is a mixture of explosions, sirens, and alarm bells, which get shriller and shriller. The infants panic. Then they are given a mild electric shock when the floor they are crawling on is electrified. Their little faces distort with terror, and they make maddening screams and howls. This experiment is conducted repeatedly. After undergoing the same or a similar experience about 200 times, the infants associate flowers and books with electric shocks and noise. As soon as they see flowers and books, their conditioned reflexes are awakened, and they learn to hate flowers and books for their lifetimes. One student asks, "It is understandable that reading books could bring risks to society, but what risks could flowers bring? Why bother to make deltas hate flowers?" The director explains that about 100 years ago, gammas, deltas, and epsilons were all conditioned to appreciate flowers, so that they would go to the countryside to enjoy them at every available opportunity. However, the rulers later realized that the gratuitous love of nature went against economic principles. People couldn't contribute to society by simply enjoying flowers, as in doing so they wouldn't consume goods or services other than transportation. Consequently, their love for nature was eradicated. The lower castes were left without the right to appreciate natural beauty. Meanwhile, they were conditioned to love country sports. This leads to them wanting to purchase many elaborate apparatuses for their hobbies, as well as spending on transportation. There is a saying that education must start in infancy. Children in the New World are also educated from a very young age. However, they are educated through sleep teaching, using irrational language to repeatedly instill certain ideas in the children's minds. For example, a recording constantly plays under a beta baby's pillow, saying, "Alpha children wear gray. They work much harder than we do, because they're so frightfully clever. I'm thrilled to be a beta, because I don't have to work so hard. And also we are much better than the gammas and deltas." This recording is repeated 120 times per week. The purpose of this repetition is to make children of every caste think that they are the happiest, Thus, they wouldn't have other thoughts. Promiscuity is considered a virtue in the New World. When children reach the age of 6 or 7, they are given sex education. This education imbues them with the idea of promiscuity. It is normal for a woman to have sex with different men. If she stays with the same man for more than 4 months, she is considered problematic. People in the New World promote promiscuity to eliminate the pain caused by love. With pain comes conflict, and with conflict, society becomes unstable. Promiscuity is used as another measure to maintain social stability. Aging has also been eliminated in Brave New World. In the New World, everyone stays youthful forever, and their personalities do not change during their lifetimes, thus mental peculiarities among the elderly are avoided. Elderly people are permitted to work and have sex until the age of 60, the end of life. At birth, humans are programmed to die when they reach this age. We've reached the end of part 1 of today's content. Here's a quick summary. In the Brave New World, life is conditioned and controlled. From the fertilized egg, caste, gender, and social destiny are all predestined. During infancy, all people undergo conditioned reflex training, sleep teaching, and abnormal sex education. Every individual stays comfortably within their caste. What is even more peculiar is promiscuity is considered a virtue. In addition, humans are free of disease and senility, and the age of death is predetermined. Today we are just sharing limited bookie. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. You will get 7 days free trial with more features.
Hier kommt die Reality Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium Trash TV.
Eine neue Folge Kampf der Reality Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Hier kommt die Reality-Elite.
Ich suche nicht die Sendezeit sucht mich.
Beste Umgangsformen.
Du kannst dich im Pool pickeln.
Ich meine, wie crazy ist das?
Und Unterhaltung vom Feinsten.
Wir sind hier im Premium-Trash-TV.
Eine neue Folge Kampf der Reality-Stars. Mittwoch, 20.15 Uhr bei RTL 2.